Now we come to our first feature. As so often, it comes from Derek James in the Evening News, who runs a regular Norwich Through the Decades feature. Here, he looks back at a time before, as he puts it, we even knew the time. An edited version of this article is read by Sam Elmhurst.
Imagine not having a watch on your wrist, a clock in your house, never mind a phone in your pocket. There was a time when curfew bells rang out across the city of Norwich, and they all have a fascinating history. According to the 1927 edition of Robert's Norwich Almanac and Record, the ringing of the bells at night was believed to have been introduced as far back as late Saxon times as a warning for people to cover up and rake over their fires. It was 600 years ago when the Assembly of Norwich agreed to appoint a number of night watchmen to proclaim, with kindly voice, that it was time to keep fire and light in their dwelling places. They patrolled until 3 a.m, and the penalty for refusing was a fine of sixpence, with half going to the head constable and the rest to the community. Now, these were times when fires caused death and destruction in Norwich and across Norfolk. And when looking back on our local history, we have much to thank Francis Bloomfield, 1705-52, for. And he writes about the bells of St. Lawrence Church in St. Benedict's in Norwich. The sixth bell weighs about 1,500 weight and is rung for a curfew bell at 8 o'clock every evening and also from 1607 at 4 o'clock every morning, there being an acre of land in Earlham Field called St. Lawrence's Acre, very anciently given to the rector, who was bound to pay a person to ring it constantly, he wrote. The bell was said to be rung for an hour every night, all through the year for centuries, and the curfew bell in the parish church of St. Giles was sounded daily throughout the year for more than 400 years. The curfew bell at the original St. Mancroft Church was considered more municipal, probably because of its links with the College of St. Mary in the Fields, where the city assembly met and the official documents kept. And then it was decided to pull down the old church founded by Ralph Gerder, Earl of Norfolk, shortly after the Norman invasion. The new noble and world-famous St. Peter Mancroft was consecrated in the 1450s. It was wealthy Sir Peter Reed who gave his houses to the church so the great bow bell could be rung at 4 a.m. and 8 p.m. for the help and benefit of travellers. In 1567, the mayor, Thomas Wall, did not approve of the Dutch and the Flemish weavers. Around 1,300 had settled in the city. He tried to get the strangers thrown out, and while that didn't succeed, he did make their life more difficult by a number of new laws, one being that no stranger should walk the Norwich streets after the bell of St. Peter Mancroft has sounded its curfew. And the wonderful bells of St. Peter have tolled for kings, queens, civic magnates, and national heroes. They have recorded births, marriages, and deaths, and so much more. In recent years, the Mancroft Ringing Discovery Centre was opened to promote the history of the bell tower and to train a new generation of bell ringers. The curfew bells sound no more, but the wonderful chimes are timeless and an important part of our history.
Thank you, Sam.